With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
If you trade your expectations for appreciation and the world changes for you, that's what Tony Robbins once said. We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. In business, we talk a lot about business here. You are on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information that you won't want to miss. It's a live show. This week, it's all about outreach. This week, we'll be joined by guests Michael Shapiro, Steve Coven, Mike Gripp, Elliot Richardson, and Chaya Appel, and I'll be sharing tips for improving your business negotiations at the end of the show. That's right. It's a live show. You could call in with your questions at 312-642-5600. Mark that number down, 312-642-5600. Get Down to Business is powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at TandemHR.com or call 630-928-0510. Once again, that number 630-928-0510. You can also email them, simplify@TandemHR.com. So this week, like every week, we talk about entrepreneurship, and I can think of nobody better to discuss the subject about entrepreneurship than my good friend Michael Shapiro, who's joining me here in studio. Michael is the principal of Dynamic Management Solutions. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Shalom. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So, Michael, you know a thing or two about entrepreneurship because you teach entrepreneurship. You coach entrepreneurs. Tell us what you're most passionate about, why you're so involved in entrepreneurship.
I'm most passionate about helping people be successful and having an effect on people in their businesses.
That's great. So you teach at what school?
I teach at DePaul in the School for New Learning. It's the downtown Loop campus.
Fantastic. So entrepreneurship, do you think that there is a profile for an entrepreneur that's successful versus the profile of an entrepreneur that might fail? Because we do know that many businesses do fail in those first few years. What is the mark of success? Can you identify a successful entrepreneur?
Occasionally. typically, it's someone who sees an opportunity and marshals the resources in order to take advantage of that opportunity.
Can you share any success stories from either your students over at DePaul or perhaps the businesses that you coach? The success story might not be in terms of dollars that they've made, but success that in impact.
Sure. I've had a student at DePaul about 5 years ago. Of course, their project was to do a business plan for a business they wanted to start. Well, he went ahead and successfully started his business. It's a Apple consulting firm. And 3 years later, I get a phone call from him. Michael, help. I'm at the center of my business. I'm so successful. I don't have time to sleep or have a life. What can I do?
Well, that's a challenge that not everybody faces, but there are many that do face that challenge. Getting the business started is one piece of the puzzle, but leveraging that business and never to plateau, to always take that business and get it to the next level. And you help a lot of people with that challenge through Dynamic Management Solutions. Tell us how you started your business.
Well, in 2000, shut down a .com I was one of the founders of. We published political and public policy websites. And I scratched my head and said, what would you like to do now? And I'd been working with and in small businesses for most of my professional life. So I started a consulting practice that did just that, helped entrepreneurs deal with leadership and in the inflection point when their company has gone from startup to be successful. How do they learn how to get out of their own way? Helping individuals who are good at what they do but need help wrapping a business around it. How do I set my fees? How do I deal with a difficult client? Or a client that won't pay, or how do I do business development?
And you're a native Chicagoan?
I am.
Fantastic. So something that many businesses have to do, but they struggle with it, is asking for help. that's the business that you're in. You're in the business of offering help and offering guidance, but you can only help people that want to listen. Can you tell us, I guess, perhaps some words of inspiration for the businesses that are listening, the entrepreneurs that are listening to Get Down to Business this week, to encourage them to seek advice, whether it's from Michael Shapiro or from a friend, a mentor, or a coach like yourself? Tell us why asking for advice is so mission critical.
Asking for advice is mission critical because we don't know everything. We need an objective set of eyes to look at a situation and actually hold a mirror up to ourselves and give us feedback on what it is that we don't know.
Absolutely. People need to ask for advice. And it doesn't matter how silly it might be, whether it's how trivial and small it might be. But sometimes, everything is big. In business, every single decision is a big deal. And it's one little thing that can be the start of a domino effect for both the positive or the negative. And that's really, really important. So what kind of other companies do you work with through your management consulting firm?
Financial services, creative companies, technology companies, some manufacturers, but primarily in the professional services area.
And that's great. That's helpful that businesses, as you mentioned, those in financial services can come to you asking for help. I know you're involved in a lot of networking. You're involved in a lot of community. What groups and organizations are you involved in that you can recommend for our listeners?
Well, there's two groups that come to mind. One is the Small Business Advocacy Council. It's a great organization that promotes small businesses in the legislature and provides networking opportunities.
And we're going to have Elliot Richardson, the CEO of the SBAC, on Get Down to Business in just a few minutes.
And great. And the other one is the Chicago Business Network. It's a non-competitive network that meets twice a month at the East Bank Club.
That's great advice. So do you think Chicago has a strong small business climate?
I do. And it ranges from the neighborhoods to downtown. But there is definitely a small business climate in Chicago.
Tomorrow is the inauguration of a new governor, Governor Rauner, who I've been fortunate to build a relationship with. And he's argued through the election cycle that Illinois has a challenging business climate because of taxes, because of some other limitations. And I know that's something that the SBAC is working really, really hard. So what makes you think that why is Chicago's small business, why is Chicago's entrepreneurial climate stronger than perhaps other cities and other communities?
I think because of the family business nature of the city, there are many opportunities for businesses to thrive here. Throughout the neighborhoods.
So we're slowly running out of time over here. Michael, what's some advice? What's the one bit of advice that if our listeners can only hear one thing out of Get Down to Business this week that you would want them to know to achieve success in their small business?
They should find an opportunity to develop a board of trusted advisors, people that give objective feedback to them, such as my entrepreneurs groups that meet monthly.
I remember when I saw you the other week, you were coming from Western suburbs and then you had to get ready for your next group that was a little bit further south and further north. And you're always running in a million directions, but helping small businesses. And that's the business that Michael Shapiro, the principal of Dynamic Management Solutions, is in. And thrilled that you're here with us in studio. If our listeners have questions for you, they want to continue that conversation about entrepreneurship, where can they find you?
They can find me at Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, at dmscoach.com. That's David Michael Sam Coach, COACH.com.
And that website, dmscoach.com, a lot of information about the services that you provide. And you also have the question that many people probably need to answer is, do you need a management consultant for your company? And you've got that answer on your site. So I don't want to tease the answer, but people can check that out. The reality is that everybody needs advice. And whether you need a management consultant, a management coach, everybody needs a guide, a mentor, an advisor for their business. So, Michael, once again, thanks for joining us on the show. Michael at dmscoach.com. to connect with our good friend Michael Shapiro. Hopefully we'll have you back on the air with many other words of wisdom and advice for the entrepreneurial community. Thanks for joining us. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at everettwealthsolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. Once again, that phone number is 708-771-7777. And on January 20th, I've been plugging this for weeks now, we've got a great LinkedIn event. It's absolutely free. We have a LinkedIn coach coming in from New York City, going to teach you how to maximize your LinkedIn network, grow your network, whether it's for recruiting or for a job yourself. And that's on January 20th. You can register for that event and download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomkline.com. After the break, we're going to have a fascinating discussion with a small business, NAPCO, with Steve Coven and Mike Ripp. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Tom Bowman, taking a look at traffic. The Eden's inbound is real slow. Oakton to the junction. Lake Cook to the junction is 31 minutes. Outbound, you're 20 minutes between the junction and Lake Cook, with a slow spot being between the junction and Cicero. Kennedy inbound, your delays are River Road toll to Canfield, Mangold to the junction, and then the junction all the way into downtown. O'Hare to downtown, 41 minutes in from the junction is 23. Outbound, your slow burn circle to Ohio, then stop and go central to Cumberland. Downtown to the junction, 12 in the locals, 8 in the express, 30 out to the airport. Eisenhower inbound, Wolf to Harlem, then Sacramento to Damon are going to be your slow spots there. Thorndale to the post office, 45. In from Mannheim is 32. It's currently 30 degrees under cloudy skies in Chicago, dropping down to a low of 23 tonight with snow. Get your next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
On January 20th, President Obama will address the nation on the State of Our Union.
The President of the United States!
And Joe Walsh will talk back. Join Joe for a State of the Union viewing party at Chicago Prime Steakhouse in Schaumburg. It's a taste of freedom presented by Americans for Prosperity. It includes a full three-course dinner, a live broadcast of the Joe Walsh Show, followed by play-by-play commentary from Joe during the president's speech. Tickets are just $56. Visit 560theanswer.com/taste to get your tickets. Sponsored in part by Saul Z and the Z Team and DSRs.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
C.D. Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at C.D. Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
On January 20th, President Obama will address the nation on the State of Our Union.
The President of the United States!
And Joe Walsh will talk back. Join Joe for a State of the Union viewing party at Chicago Prime Steakhouse in Schaumburg. It's a taste of freedom presented by Americans for Prosperity. It includes a full three-course dinner, a live broadcast of the Joe Walsh Show, followed by play-by-play commentary from Joe during the president's speech. Tickets are just $56. Visit 560theanswer.com/taste to get your tickets. Sponsored in part by Saul Z and the Z Team and DSRs. Sports fans, tune in to Live in Sports, presented by Speakeasy Communicating, Inspiring Connecting, this Sunday night with Schaumburg Seminoles president Russ Gangler and play-by-play gaming expert Joe Panacchio. You'll be updated on everything newsworthy and entertaining in the world of sports. Tune in and listen as Russ and Joe share their personal stories and knowledge and take your calls for expert analysis, updates, commentary, and interviews. Catch Live in Sports this Sunday from 10 to midnight right here on AM 560 The Answer, brought to you by Park Lane Jewel.
Oh, rubber ducky, you're the one.
You are listening to the show that is all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. That's right, back on Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein, joined here in studio with Steve Coven and Mike Ripp from NAPCO. And the music sort of is a clue to what you guys do. But Steve, welcome to Get Down to Business. Tell us a little bit about NAPCO.
Hi, NAPCO. First, thanks for having us on the show. NAPCO is a company. We're located in Skokie, Illinois. And what we do is we sell all the chemical, the coatings, the equipment, and the supplies to people who refinish hard surfaces for a living. They repair and they refinish things in the kitchen and in the bath.
Hence the rubber ducky in the bathtub?
Right. So they refinish bathtubs, ceramic tile, countertops, cabinets, all sorts of things, saving a lot of money over the cost of replacement.
Fantastic. Well, Steve, thanks for joining us on the show. NAPCO is a growing company, as you mentioned, in Skokie, which is exciting. One of the reasons why so excited to have you guys here in the studio is the job training program that you have. And for that, I'm going to turn it over to Mike Rip from, again, NAPCO. Tell us, what is the job training program that you're offering at what seems to be a bathtub refinishing company? What sort of jobs can there possibly be?
Well, mainly, mainly we end up training people who want to open their own businesses. But we do have people who send us employees who want to add this to their, maybe to their painting contracting or their plumbing business. And we can train employees. But mainly it's people who are interested in opening up their own small business and growing it.
And you are actually a success story that this is possible. When did you do your first bathtub?
Well, believe it or not, in 1977.
How is that even possible?
I ask myself that sometimes. It's a long time ago. I had bought a house. I just got married, and it was a fixer-upper. And I got to the bathtub, and I realized I was going to have to sledgehammer the thing out and bust out the walls and the plumbing. Somebody mentioned they could be refinished now. I had never heard of it. Actually, there's people today that haven't heard of it. But back then, hardly anyone was doing it. But it intrigued me. So I took a chance, and I hired a small company, and I was very impressed. And I turned and told my wife, I'm going to do this. And she laughed for about 5 minutes. And then I said, well, I'm going to do it. And in those days, there was no internet, no cell phones, no training. It was a difficult thing. But slowly but surely, I started playing with it. And eventually, over time, got good at it. And it was probably the best decision I ever made.
And you actually built a business out of this. You've made money, and now obviously you're back and you're helping others do the exact same thing, which is fascinating. One of the things that I try to do with all of our guests, I try to visit a lot of the businesses. And just a few weeks ago, I visited NAPCO, a fascinating operation. And I guess I was under the assumption that most of the people that you're training are in the Chicagoland area. And I found out that's not the case. You're training people and you're helping people around the country make a lot of money.
That's the goal, and that's what we do. We have trained quite a few people from Illinois, but all 50 states, quite a few Canadians, and actually quite a few international people have actually come. Everybody has bathtubs, showers, sinks, kitchen countertops, and you save about 80% over the cost of replacement by refinishing.
And I know this can vary from person to person. But what is the possible earning potential for somebody that gets into the bathtub refinishing business and decides to make a living out of this?
Well, if you're a hard worker and have a good work ethic, when I started, I would do 2 bathtubs a day, take me approximately 3 hours of working time, about $25 in total cost for materials, and I was charging $400 a tub. So I would make $800 a day in a very small business working for myself, and I was busy 6 days a week.
That's fantastic. And you have NAPCO now has actually a training center. You actually have a little area that people come in and they can learn about the products. Tell us about the training process. How long does it take?
Well, we have twice a month, we have a training class that lasts 2 days. It is hands-on. In the class, we're going to take you through equipment, product knowledge, safety. We'll talk about business planning, pricing jobs. We go through all that, answer all the questions. And then we roll up our sleeves and we get to work. They'll actually refinish countertops to look like granite, which is very popular in the kitchens today. And then we get into the bathtubs. We'll fix chips and we'll prep them, we'll prime them. We'll show them how to put anti-slip bottoms on them and then how to apply a professional refinish. So we do that in 2 days. All of our training is hands-on and all of our training is guaranteed. If you can't do it when you leave, you don't pay. No one has never not paid.
And after the trainees leave the program and they get home to, let's say it's Alabama, and they get home to Alabama and they start getting into business and they forgot something from the class. Hopefully they don't, but they forget something or they have a question. Are you and your team available to support their efforts after they graduate and after they finish?
Absolutely. That's a big part of it. They're in business for themselves, but not by themselves. As long as they choose to be a customer, and that's up to them, they're not signing any deals, we will work hard with them and give them our 30-plus years experience, from everything to, I don't know how to answer this question, to why won't my spray gun spray, or somebody wants 300 tubs done, I don't know how to price it. We make them look good, and it's kind of fun for me. That's what I do now. Not only do I train them, but I coach them and mentor them.
Oh, that's exciting. You can feel very proud of yourself that so many people are now working and making a living because of the training process that NAPCO has put them through, which is exciting. So in a little while, we're going to have Chaya Appel, who's from the Jewish Women Entrepreneur. She's running a great organization, a fascinating organization. You'll hear more about them soon. But that leads me to the question, is this training program good for men and for women?
Yeah, it is a business because of its blue-collar type of hands-on type of thing that will attract more men. But I would say I've been doing this since 77, but I've been professionally training since 98. I'd say I average 3 to 5 women a year that will come to me for training. And women end up doing well because they made up their mind they're going to do it, and they're very meticulous, and you need that in this business.
That is something you need, and that's something that's very enticing to many people that want to be their own boss, that don't want to have to clock in at a certain time. As you said, if you're ambitious, you could probably make a lot of money. For somebody that might be a little more lazy, might not have as much drive and motivation, you know, you get what you put into it.
That's correct. You can only lead the horse to water. But if they want to drink, we will help them. And it's a great business for the right person. I've seen many, many people actually have their lives changed by getting into this business.
And the million-dollar question, how many people have actually gone through the program?
I would say all total, I've probably trained a little over 1,000 at this point.
That's amazing. 1,000 people. That's yeah. That's fantastic. And you said from all 50 states?
Including Alaska and Hawaii, yes.
Well, you know what, Mike? On days like today, I think you should take your program on the road and do your class in Hawaii. How about that?
I've been thinking about that. That's a great idea.
I'm sure it is. That's great. So, NAPCO, tell us a little bit more. You actually supply the supplies for the bathtub refinishing?
Yes. Yes, we do supply, like I said, all the chemicals, all the coatings, all the equipment, everything someone would need to refinish. Everything.
That's fantastic. So after somebody goes through the program and they actually need to restock their supplies, as you said, costs at about $25 a bathtub. That's not a lot of money, but they can pick up the phone and obviously get the support, and they can reach out to you and you can tell them what they need.
Absolutely.
That's
Absolutely.
Great. And so how many people are at your Skokie operation?
Well, we have about 20 people on staff full time, and we're always buzzing and humming. And like you said, we're growing quickly. So we're looking to add a few more people this year.
That's great. Cool. So Steve and Mike, how can people reach you to learn more about NAPCO, learn more, most importantly, about the training program, and join the ranks of over 1,000 people that have gone through the program and are actually they're being their own boss, actually making money? Because that's what the show is all about. Small business jobs and entrepreneurship, and this is a great opportunity for people to make a living. Trades isn't a bad thing.
Sure. Well, like we said, the company is known as NAPCO LTD, which is short for North American Polymer Company. We're located in Skokie, Illinois. Our phone number is 800-888-1081. Again, that's 800-888-1081. Or you can drop us an email, which is info@napcoltd.com. And NAPCO, just to be clear, is spelled N like Nancy, A like Apple, P like Paul, C like Charlie, O like Oscar, L like Lima, T like Tango, D like Delta.com.
Fantastic. Once again, NAPCOLTD.com. Check out the website. They've got a lot of information about both their products as well as the training program that you guys most graciously shared with us. I have a feeling we'll have you back on the air real soon to talk about hopefully you'll get up to that number of 2,000 people trained and really contributing greatly to the Chicagoland area, but really around the country, training people, helping them make a living. After the break, we're going to be talking with Elliot Richardson, the CEO of the Small Business Advocacy Council, who's going to share with us a little bit about what to expect in the new governor's administration. He just announced some of his appointments. He's going to be leading agencies, including the Illinois Department of Employment Security. I have a feeling it's going to be an interesting 4 years, and there's nobody better to talk to us about it than Elliot Richardson, who's got his finger on the pulse of small business and entrepreneurship in the state of Illinois. After the break, we're going to be talking with Elliot Richardson. And don't touch that dial, because at the end of the show, I'm going to be sharing some tips on how you can improve your small business negotiation techniques. That's right. You're listening to Get Down to Business, the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship.
Somebody famously said, don't let the facts get in the way of a good story. In recent months, we've seen sadly how that looks when whole groups of people decide if you can't find a reason for your outrage, let's make something up. We now know, thanks to the grand jury. Nobody ever said, hands up, don't shoot. But that didn't matter to protesters who burned their own town down in anger over it. It didn't matter to a few NFL players who decided to make a statement. Yeah, well, maybe NFL fans need to make a statement. Hands down, play football. AM 560, The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Don Matheson. A huge unity rally in Paris repudiating the terror rampage in France. More than 40 world leaders marched.
It was somber and nearly silent at times, but also celebratory with singing and chanting and waves of applause that rolled through the throngs of Parisians who packed nearly every street and avenue in the city center.
Fox's Rick Leventhal, 17 people were killed by terrorists over a three-day period last week. Attorney General Eric Holder says the U.S. is at war with lone wolf terrorists and...
The Obama administration's announcing there's going to be a summit on countering violent extremism to highlight domestic and international efforts to prevent extremists and their supporters from radicalizing and recruiting.
Fox News Radio's Jill Nadeau. All lanes reopened on I-94 in southwestern Michigan. The highway closed Friday after a 193-vehicle pileup. Fox News, we report, we decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Tom Bowman, taking a look at traffic. On the Edens inbound, Oakton to the junction is going to be stop and go. Lake Hook to the junction, 31 minutes. Outbound is 20. On the inbound side of the Kennedy, your delays are River Road toll to Canfield, Nagel to the junction, then the junction into downtown, O'Hare to downtown, 48 minutes. In from the junction is 24. Outbound side of the Kennedy, your slow burn circle to Ohio, then stop and go central out to Cumberland, downtown to the junction 12 and the locals 8 and the express 30 minutes out to O'Hare Airport. Eisenhower inbound, you're real slow between Wolf and Harlem, then slowing down again Sacramento to Damon, Thorndale to the post office 45 minutes in from Mannheim is 32. Outbound, you are going to be 20 minutes out to Mannheim and 33 minutes back out to Thorndale. Currently 30 degrees under cloudy skies in Chicago, dropping down to 23 degrees tonight with snow. Get your next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com. How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
All right, you're a middle-aged guy, an older guy. You're not happy with the way you feel. Your sleep patterns are messed up, belly fat, maybe loss of energy or libido. Stress is harder to handle, loss of muscle mass. Do something about it. Every day you feel like you're just getting by. You don't need to any longer. Menopause is a real condition. Menopause, the effect of aging, and it's not fun. Dr. Joel Oakner and Envision Medical Performance, they're experts in making you look better, feel better, reverse your menopause. Get back to where you were. Their evaluation and treatment plan, a comprehensive DNA and metabolic profile with a full evaluation by the experts. The bottom line, this is the way to get you feeling the way you want to feel. Insurance covers at least the initial evaluation. Envision Medical Performance at 224-206-7288, 224-206-7288. Better yet, go to nomenopause.com. That's nomenopause.com. It's time to start feeling better with Envision Medical Performance.
We've got a returning guest, Elliot Richardson, the CEO of the Small Business Advocacy Council, organization laser-focused on improving the economic environment for small businesses in the state of Illinois. Elliot, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Shalom, thank you so much for having me. Sounds like you're having a great show today.
Fantastic. All about small business and entrepreneurship, which is, I know, a thing that you care about. So there's a lot of unknowns that are actually getting started tomorrow. We've got a new governor coming in, Governor Rauner. I'll be at the inauguration, and he's starting to roll out his cabinet appointments. Elliot, what do you think the next year holds for small business in Illinois?
Well, I think you said it before, you know, I got on. It's going to be very interesting. It's going to be a very interesting time in Illinois. It's going to be an important, critical time for the small business community. And, you know, it's nice to see a new governor go down to Springfield. You know, Governor Quinn did a lot of very good things for the state of Illinois. I have to tell you, probably the majority of our members would probably not think that small business is one of his major priorities. And really, it hasn't been a priority for a lot of the folks in Springfield, Shalom, from either side of the political aisle over the past 4 years or since we've launched the SBAC, which is essentially why we launched the SBAC. So what we're hoping for is that the new administration and our legislators in Springfield are going to get through the partisan nonsense and start leveling the playing field for small businesses, making Illinois a place where people want to come and do business, not just large companies that are lured by special tax breaks, but everybody, and make this state great and allow local communities to thrive through the small business community.
So, Elliot, in Governor Quinn's last State of the State address, he spoke about two very interesting things. He proposed the creation of a small business czar, essentially, that would lead the state's effort on everything small business and lead the outreach efforts to the small business community. And he also talked about lowering the cost of filing an LLC in the state of Illinois. Neither of those two things happened. And now Governor Quinn, in a few hours, will be out of office. What do you think? Do you think those two issues are going to continue on and have any traction in the new administration?
Well, certainly I think the LLC issue will. You know, Governor Quinn's proposal to lower LLC fees was not exactly what the SBAC's proposal was, which was to lower all LLC fees to that which corporations pay. And that's really the right thing to do. And Governor Rauner has come out and said that he's in favor of that. The Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity has come out and said they're in favor of lowering all LLC fees to that which corporations pay. We presently pay the highest LLC fees in the nation. And, Shalom, it's not a good thing. It doesn't send the right message to Illinois small businesses. And every year when you're paying that annual renewal fee of $250, and corporations are paying $75, and LLCs in other states are paying much less than that, it takes money out of the pockets of small businesses. So I think that that's going to be on the table. I expect that to pass. The SBAC will be driving hard to lower LLC fees this year. The small business advocate, it's a good idea. I thought it was a little bit political, Shalom. What they really need to do is to change the way they do economic development in the state of Illinois and stop focusing on large companies that demand specific individualized tax breaks and start leveling the playing field for everybody else.
That's
because
for
that
sure.
Brings, Absolutely, and that's what brings confidence to business owners in the state. Everybody likes to be treated fairly. There should be a level playing field. Why should a small business be at a disadvantage because they have to pay more taxes than a very large corporation? And we're not, the SBAC and our coalition members are certainly not anti-big business. I mean, we're supported by a lot of big businesses, but we are absolutely pro-fairness. So what I hope to see from Governor Rauner, and he campaigned on it, he campaigned on a level playing field throughout Illinois, is reforms that help everybody and not just specific folks.
Well, he's coming from a business background, so we have to hope that that's what he's going to do. I know you and I will be focused and partnered on trying to make those things happen. We both have a relationship with many folks in the new administration, and I believe this is the year. This is the year we're going to get it all done. We're slowly running out of time, but obviously, aside for our governor being inaugurated, we've also got the legislature that's being sworn in for another term. Elliot, I'm sure you're getting started on the outreach to individual members as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the most exciting things that we're doing, Shalom, is we're going to be bringing intrastate equity crowdfunding to the state of Illinois. And we've already got Representative Sente, who's going to sponsor that bill. We have bipartisan support for that. It's a conversation we could have on another show if you'd like, but mm-hmm. Intrastate equity crowdfunding can really change the nature of access to capital in this state.
It most certainly can.
Absolutely.
It most certainly can. And the SBAC and Jewish B2B Networking will be taking a trip. A day trip down to Springfield at the end of February to visit our legislators, to have an in-person impact and conversation with legislators, with statewide elected officials about small business. And you can check out the information about that trip on the SBAC's website. So on that note, Elliot, we're running out of time. How can people get a hold of the SBAC and learn more about the issues that are affecting the small business community?
ShalomSBAC.com is great. You can email me at Elliot2001T@SBAC.org, or I know, you know, they can contact you because you are a tremendous advocate for the small business community, and you and I talk all the time.
That's for sure. Again, check out the website, sbacil.org, and you can find out about the trip that we're taking down Springfield. Don't just listen to the show. Become a part of the efforts. Advocate for small business. That's what this show is all about, and that's what the SBAC is doing, and we're going to be continuing this conversation many, many, many times over the coming months, but we'll be watching what happens beginning tomorrow with the new Rauner administration. After the break, we're talking with Chaya Fishman from the JWE, talking about women entrepreneurship. Don't touch that dial, a show all about small business and entrepreneurship.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Tom Bowman, taking a look at traffic. Right now, the Eden's inbound between TUI and the Junction is going to be stop and go. Lake Hook to the Junction is 30 minutes. Outbound is 19. Kennedy inbound, your delays are River Road toll to Canfield, Nagel to the Junction, and the Junction into Division. All of those are going to be real slow spots. So here in downtown, 41 in from the Junction is 21. On the outbound side of the Kennedy, you're clear to the Junction 10 and the Locals 8 and the Express 24 out to the airport. Your slow spot is going to be Nagel to the O'Hare extension. Eisenhower inbound between Wolf and Harlem, then Western and Damon. You're going to have some stop-and-go traffic. That's due to some Blackhawks traffic. Thorndale to the post office is 46 minutes in from Mannheim is 32. It's currently 30 degrees under cloudy skies, dropping down to a low of 23 degrees tonight with snow. Get your next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
C.D. Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at C.D. Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? there's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-700-2629. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-700-2629. 1-800-700-2629.
This show is all about encouraging people to get into entrepreneurship, to support entrepreneurship, and that's why we have Chaya Appel, who's the founder and president of the JWE. Chaya, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Of course. So tell us, what is the JWE? How do you empower Jewish women entrepreneurs?
Sure. So we are a national nonprofit organization, and we help women launch and grow successful businesses via our business education, mentorship, and local community programs. We offer online learning initiatives as well as on-site workshops at our 12 city chapters. And then we also have an annual business conference for women every year in May. So ultimately, our programs, with a combination of the mentorship, the business education, and then the local entrepreneurial community, together they really provide those the 360 degrees of support. We're really focused on increasing the survival rate of new businesses and accelerating growth, with the end result being economic development, job creation, and financial independence for women. So to date, we're assisting more than 1,100 women, and we're slowly taking over the world.
Wow. And this isn't something that's just a job for you. You've been an entrepreneur, I believe, since just about high school. Tell us your story.
Right. So I ran a small business when I was 16 years old, and it was a conglomerate of creative arts programs in Cleveland, Ohio, which is where I'm from. And as a result, I ran the business for 4 years. I rented out a college campus, and I had a 17-person staff. And as a result, a lot of the women in the community started reaching out with business questions, like, why'd you choose to become an LLC? How did you figure out your accounting? How did you set up a website? Some of the questions were very basic, and some of them were more complex. And so I kind of had this vision. There's a lot of support out there for women entrepreneurs, but in my particular Jewish community, I found that the women had kind of layered questions that involved a lot of cultural and religious nuances. So I had this vision of creating this platform where we could provide, substantive business support while taking into account the sensitivities that they might have. So I launched the JWE my first year of law school, and I get a congratulations because I graduated last week.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah. That's wonderful news.
So
you have to update your website. It still says you're still a student at the University of Maryland.
I got to change that immediately, yes.
Very exciting. So is there any chance that we'll be seeing a JWE chapter here in Chicago?
So that is the hope. Right now, we've got 6 chapters in the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, and we've got in Maryland, and we've got a bunch springing up in Philly. There's plans. There's 2 in Canada. We want very much to start something in Chicago. So anybody listening to this who's a dynamic woman entrepreneur, please get in touch with us because we want your manpower. And we make it really easy to run a chapter. We provide all of the programming. It's almost like we call it the city chapter in a box. And, there's a combination of plans, facilitated networking events with substantive business workshops. We recently partnered with the Kauffman Foundation for Entrepreneurship. So we're really increasing our business curriculum and expanding.
Lots of resources for women entrepreneurs, yeah, which is huge. And again, yeah, hopefully we will see something in Chicago. Listeners will be sure to share Chaya's information in just a few moments. But Chaya, as we slowly run out of time, I want to know, what advice do you have for women entrepreneurs that are listening, that are trying to get their business started? What advice did you learn early on that perhaps you can share?
So, I'd say the good news for women is, in the past 17 years, Women-owned businesses have increased by like a staggering 68%. So there's 9.1 million women-owned businesses in 2000. That was the number in 2014. It's becoming a lot easier for women to access capital and to just maneuver. I think that my advice would be, I found from our programs that really mentorship is the finding a good mentor and making it easy for them to mentor you can really increase your chances at success. And what I mean by that is, you know, find somebody who, and if it can be a woman entrepreneur, it's even better, because, you know, there are a lot of nuances that impact our business decisions, whether it's family, whether it's the gender gap when it comes to raising capital. So finding a female entrepreneur as a mentor, and when I say making it easy to be mentored, number one, being receptive and open to growth, and having very targeted questions. You know, we have a mentorship program, and one of the best things we've done is we've got a prepping system for our mentors before we match them up with a mentor. So we want them to ask really direct questions, to realize that the person mentoring them has really limited time, and to take it really seriously, to, you know, take notes and to follow up. And so, you know, I think if you can find a role model and someone who's, and I've found even the busiest women have made time for me when I said, can you give me 15 minutes to discuss, you know, and I'll tell them something specific.
All you need to do is ask, and that's we encouraged that earlier in the show. Michael Shapiro, business consultant, talked about that as well. Ask for help, ask and you shall receive. And women entrepreneurs definitely should do that. Women entrepreneurs there's a lot of women entrepreneurs that are listening right now, seeing that from the tweets and the comments that are coming in. So, Chaya, we've got about 30 seconds remaining. Yeah. How can people learn more about the JWE if they just want to learn about the resources, learn about the mentoring opportunities, and, of course, find out about opening a Chicago chapter?
Yes. Okay, so you can call us at 410-205-6599. That's our national office. You can also reach out to us at thejwe.com. And you can apply to our mentorship program there. You can also email me directly at Chaya, C-H-A-Y-A, at thejwe.com. And, you know, we're about to roll out an online business accelerator. We've really expanded our mentorship program.
Amazing. Once again, check out all of the resources on the website, thejwe.com. Check out the Jewish Women Entrepreneurs, fantastic organization. After the break, more advice on small business and entrepreneurship.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
Okay, let's see. We need a timeline, lunch menu, vegetarian options, tables and chairs, some sort of buffet setup, coffee and tea, cupcakes, dessert options.
Are you planning a company event on a budget? Events come in all shapes and sizes, but the successful ones all have one thing in common. They start and end with a professional team that really understands what you want. Tasty Catering serves up the finest menus for all companies. And with event planning and rental services, you won't need to contact any other companies to plan your entire event. It can all be done right here. TastyCatering.com even has online event resources, like the exclusive venue finder, so your planning is efficient. You can be sure your host the most successful event possible. For the most valuable, high-quality catering in the area, Chicago chooses Tasty Catering. View menus and more when you visit TastyCatering.com.
back on the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. What a great conversation with guests Michael Shapiro, Steve Coven, Mike Rip, Ellie Richardson, and Chaya Appel. A great conversation about entrepreneurship, as always. And by the way, next week, a little birdie told me that Alderman Bob Fioretti, candidate for mayor in the city of Chicago, will be joining us on Get Down to Business. You won't want to miss that. That's every Sunday, 6 p.m., a great conversation about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And tell your friends, again, Alderman Bob Fioretti, who's running for mayor of the city of Chicago, will be joining us next week. You can find out about all of my events at shalomkline.com. You can also download podcasts from this show, from Get Down to Business. Now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the Big John and Amy Show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560, The Answer. Negotiation may often be described as an art form, but for small business owners, it's an essential skill that can make or break a company. The best negotiation is one where both parties walk away feeling like they were heard and received a good outcome. Good negotiation skills grow your network, solidify your relationships with clients and vendors, and pave the way for future business opportunities. Here are some 7 tips that every small business owner should know as they prepare for a negotiation. Figure out your top goals and rank them in order of importance. Are you looking to hire a supplier at a specific price? Tap into a new customer base? Look at your company's short and long-term goals and know what matters most to you before heading into the negotiation. Do the research and come prepared with numbers to back up your offer. Look up the other party's financials. Study the market and get familiar with the details of deals similar to the one you're working on. You'll argue more persuasively and have a stronger position if you cite specific statistics, for example, the percentage of market share the other side can gain from accepting your terms or the number of other companies competing in the same space. Know what you're willing to give up. You can't always have everything, so identify the areas where you can be flexible and compromise in favor of things that matter to you most. Not getting expedited deliveries might be a deal breaker for you, or perhaps you're willing to go a little higher on price in exchange for more favorable payment terms. Know when you should walk away from a deal that doesn't satisfy your goals. Set some clear boundaries before you start negotiation for what you can and can't compromise on, and be ready to end the negotiation if those conditions aren't met. If the other party is not able to provide a mutually beneficial offer, you're better off politely stopping the conversation and looking elsewhere for a deal. Learn about your counterparty's past performance to better predict what their interests might be. This tactic can help make your offer seem more appealing. For example, if the other party tends to prefer multi-year agreements, consider going into the negotiation with a 2-year contract that might be more likely to sign. Write down the outcomes that can make both sides happy. You might find that you have some common ground, such as in your growth plans or the price point you want to reach. And finally, look at your own company's resources to determine how you can help use them to seal the deal. Maybe you can offer additional value, like having your marketing team boost awareness for the other side's business, or perhaps your network can provide key business connections. By the way, these tips can also be used for job negotiations, both in terms of you negotiating for yourself as well as you recruit for others. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510. Once again, that phone number is 630-928-0510. You can also email them simplify@tandemhr.com. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at everettwealthsolutions.com or call 708-771-7777, 708-771-7777. Next week on the show, we're going to be talking with Bob Fioretti, who's running for mayor. He's going to tell us about his small business platform and why he thinks he can help bring jobs to Chicago. We've got a great show lined up every Sunday, 6 p.m. on AM 560, The Answer. Check on my website at shalomkline.com to download podcasts from previous shows, find out who's going to be on the show next week, and learn about all of our events, including the January 20th LinkedIn event. That's a free event. You won't want to miss it. It's taking place in Skokie, LinkedIn 101 in Skokie. To success, I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Let's get down to business.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry.
Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years,